Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
We want change.
Here's a picture of the world in an opera. Here's a picture of the world in a million years. In time there won't be nothing to fight for. Your time is short, you gotta work at what you hold dear. Don't be distracted by prestige and a tumble. The devil works with tricks that we already saw. Don't you leave it as a keyboard grumble. When you and me, we've got something to stand for.
Do you know what? I really like that. That's a real toe tapper. And that's the Clacks. And World in an Uproar. And as if by magic, we've got one of the Clacks, Chris Quinton, on the other end of this telephone. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I really love that song. I don't know. First of all, when I first heard it, I thought it was a track by The Shins. It sounded very Shins-like. If you're au fait with them. But I love it. It's really, really catchy. And so how did that song come about? Because there is a bit of a protest behind it, isn't there?
There is. So it's just really a song about the age we live in, certainly with the age of the media and politics, where we are kind of at each other's throats about every little thing constantly. Everybody's being delivered a counter argument for everything, and with access to social media and of course the situation that we're in, with people not really seeing each other face to face, social media being more of a channel for communication, we just spend so much time hammering our points of views at each other, and not always productively.
No, I think, and do you know what? It's kind of brought all of what you've just said to the forefront in the last 8 or 9 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was pretty going that way before, anyways, ever since, of course, my mentioned the B word, the dreaded Brexit. But it was certainly going that way, I think, post Brexit, certainly the vote. And just gotten worse, like you say. It seems to have, just snowballed massively, or fireballed, I should say.
There is an element of surely this should have been, you know, these sorts of things should have made things better, and in some ways it has, but in many ways it hasn't.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a certain amount of, I think, unity and unification between people. We're talking before about how people have managed to access these online, you know, platforms like Facebook and Zoom and whatnot, and being creative with what they can do musically. That side of things is brilliant. I think it's just more kind of perhaps it's people that are stuck on their own, bit of loneliness, bit of, you know, just desperately wanting to talk to somebody about something, and it's quite easy to argue, isn't it?
It has been made easier, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, you, the last time we spoke was I think back in April, and you just recorded and written a song then, and I think that was a charity single. And
you, it was, yes.
You basically, that came about. And you were all, everybody that contributed, were all in their own homes because obviously we're in some kind of lockdown. And yeah. Tell us a little bit more about this particular song, how it came about, and also there's a video attached to it too.
Yeah, okay. So as we came out of that first lockdown, the song had been written and we had lined up a load of tracks that we were prepared to put on an album. And we just took the opportunity, as soon as we came out of lockdown, just to sort of come into... I've basically got a pretty basic little home studio set up at my place. My partner was going away to see her parents for a few days. Just got the guys in really quickly and just hammered out the audio for about 12 tracks, 10 of which will appear on the album. And had the idea for the video around that time. And it's taken me literally all of this time since then to put the thing together. I don't know if you're ready for me to explain what the video looks like, what it's about.
Yeah, because there is, apparently you were concerned with it being taken down because it was a protest.
So yeah, basically it's a series of memes. There's 50 memes in there altogether, and they all sort of interact with each other in some way, shape, or form as you go through the video. And there was a law being passed in Europe that was basically stop people from being able to create memes. It's a copyright law that's so stringent that it stops people being able to use any imagery, whether it be for use in, you know, the usual funny or what, I can't remember what the word is, you know, to have a bit of fun or to, you know, review something or whatever. Usually copyright law is sort of devoid or doesn't apply in those situations, but with the new European law it does. So thankfully though, turns out Britain aren't taking that one on board as we come out of the EU.
Brilliant.
We're not keeping that one.
So we can actually check out the video on your website?
It's on the website and it's on YouTube. And yes, the easiest thing to do is go to theclacksband.co.uk and grab a copy from or watch a copy there.
Okay. And this track is, like I said, it's a real toe tapper. It's World in an Uproar, and it's part of how many tracks for the album?
There'll be 10.
Okay, and when is that actually released?
Well, we were hoping to get through to Christmas, but with everything that's happened in the last however long, it's not going to happen. But I would have said somewhere around February. Maybe we can get it for Valentine's Day.
Okay, and you are, I mean, back to doing gigs now. And I know in probably in some cases in a limited way, but you've got a gig coming up.
Yes, in actual fact, unfortunately, we did have one at the Key Arts Centre on Saturday, but there's not been the ticket sales. I think it's a bad time of year for people to be spending £25 on a ticket for a gig. So we're going to postpone it. Perhaps we'll do it another time.
Okay.
But as it happens, I've got a solo gig booked at the Old Comical on Sunday between 3 and 5. And between you and me, don't tell anyone, but the Clacks are going to turn up and do a little surprise gig.
Oh, brilliant. That's good. Well, the cat's out of the bag now. So, along with that, you've got another little project that's that I'm intrigued by, because there is another track that we're going to play in a minute. And this is young people have been involved in a project.
Yes, so Starling Songwriters. So we are... Well, I say we, myself and my colleague and business partner, Maria Jane, we are teaming up to work with young people in the community, writing songs and sitting down and workshopping songwriting with the kids. We'll be approaching schools and such like to see if we can't get in and help them with a little bit of music tuition and things like that as well, should they want to take us on for a term or something, you know. But we're hammering out the business plan and we're hammering out the lesson plans and whatnot at the moment. And we've been trialling with some family members.
Brilliant. And there is what's that? Because there seems to be some confusion over the names. It's changed a little bit. So what is the name of this project now?
Yes. When we first put it to you the other day, we had it originally as the Starling Songbook. But then we had some feedback from people that we'd asked, you know, and they just said, well, what does Starling Songbook suggest? It perhaps, is it a book? Is there some sort of physical media? Is that? And we thought, well, no, Starling Songwriters, let's just go with that. So yes, we're officially, the project has been changed to Starling Songwriters.
Brilliant. And the youngsters are aged between 10 and 13?
On this particular track, yes, but we've got some more test groups lined up, actually, in the next few weeks. Some of them are as young as 8 and some of them are as old as 16.
Well, do you know what? I think this is such a great idea, because obviously we stumbled upon the radio thing, working with young people and building confidence, communication and all the rest of it. So, you know, singing and songwriting and getting together and making music, that is another way of communicating with young people and giving them the opportunity to sort of, come out of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we kind of started this off in reaction to the government's announcement that people should be retraining for cyber and such like. And we thought, well, you know, we're 20 year on, you know, singer-songwriters with a definite foot in and a love for the arts. So we wanted to do something to stake our claim in it, really. So, yeah, that's why it's come about. And, yeah, we hope that we can, you know, help some young people and encourage some young people to carry on with it, you know.
Well, good luck with that. I just want to talk about the song Trapped in Walls and just ask you, how long and how difficult was it to work with young people? How long did the song take to make?
So the sessions for that song, Maria took the first two sessions for that track because they were direct family members. She was able to do that during lockdown with them. And then I joined them for the third session, just coming out of lockdown. And on that third session, we recorded it just at their home, just with a single microphone. And I just bought the track away and did a quick, you know, bit of work on it. And that's what you hear.
Brilliant. So shall we play the track? You introduce it.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is Traps in Walls by our first set of Starling songwriters.